There's going to be a lot of dirt kicked around at the Tuakon Center for the Arts in Ivins, Utah, Friday and Saturday, but it won't be because of any dancing, just a lot of bull riding.
So you get people right on the front row with dirt down their shirts, and so you get all these people that are used to seeing opera and high-end plays, and they end up with bull riding.
Cindy W. Gilbert is the vice president of Diamond G Rodeos, who are providing some of the bulls for the event. Her sister company, Crusher, designed the arena that the Cowboys will compete in.
We created an arena so that it was pretty safe, but you can't put a horse in there, you can't put pickup men, nothing. All you've got is bullfighters and the bull and the cowboy.
40 cowboys from as far away as Australia are gathering for the Professional Bull Riders Show. The prize? $20,000 and a gold Rolex watch. Strider Leverton is from Vernal and has been riding bulls for more than 10 years. He will be there tonight and tomorrow.
All you got to do is stay on your bulls and you'll be able to make a living. That's about all there is to it. You just got to stay on and make a whistle.
Leverton says your mindset is crucial.
Yeah, it's a lot of mindset. You got to stay positive. You got to make sure you want to do it, because if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do good in it at all.
The event at Tuakon is one of many throughout the year leading up to the World Championship taking place in Las Vegas in October. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.